The Ernie Doll takes the world by storm. Stay tuned for UnNews. December 2010, London, England. A doll is jumping off the shelves and has become the biggest selling toy throughout the world. Produced by England's Gladstone Street Doll Emporium, the toy repeats the phrase, "off with their heads," when a button is pushed. The doll's creator, Michael Ruby of Nottingham, says, quote, "By Jiminy, who would have believed it? I had no idea the doll would catch on so quickly. The children of the lower and middle classes play with it with such intense emotion, and I've heard that they've even started to take it into real-life situations to film its presence, much as people did during the traveling garden gnome craze." The doll, named Ernie in honor of the American stickball player Ernie Banks, who was known for his joyful enthusiasm, unrelenting energy, and catchphrase, "Let's play too," comes in many colors and both sexes. Sales figures, which are raising the roof, have caught the notice of bankers, politicians, and the honored gentry and ruling classes worldwide. The doll's popularity has even reached into the royal family. Quote, "This toy intrigues us no end," unquote, said England's Prince Charles, who has been caught up in the frenzy. Quote, "When Mumsy saw it, she clapped her hands like a child. And now I must to go out and find her one, bring it into the palace, and sneak the little bugger into her bed suite as a surprise," unquote. Across the pond in America, the doll is taking the new world by storm. Children are pushing its buttons in many usually quiet places, such as bank lobbies, the entryways to festive black tie balls, and even in the usually sedate halls of Congress in Washington, the Capitol. Its comedic cry, "off with their heads," has even reverberated joyfully outside of the New York Stock Exchange, Fox News, and the offices of the Drug Enforcement Agency and the International Monetary Fund. Ruby says, quote, "Sales figures are expected to keep rising. My factory is running nonstop to meet the demand, and the voices of the masses are being recorded so that each doll will have a distinct speaking voice, which should appeal to the collectibles crowd." While currently unavailable in China, where the doll is banned and in what has been explained as an Oriental cultural quirk is greatly feared, it is a big seller on the college campuses of most ruling class countries, in the stalls of the poorer African and South American nations, and in the less well-to-do parts of urban and backwater communities alike. It has proven to be particularly popular with young girls living in Islamic nations and among African women who stand shoulder to shoulder and push the doll's button wherever clitoridectomies are still performed. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.